Now, I think it's safe to say Donald Trump does not have a high opinion of us in the press. Here's just a taste from a speech in Iowa yesterday.
And you know they all want us to do badly, okay, you know, because the press is unbelievably dishonest. Unbelievably. Most of it. There's some good ones. But most of it. Unbelievably. I could tell you, oh, I think I'll write a book about them when this whole thing is finished. This will be a book.
It's funny to hear him say that because my campaign sources say dozens of people have reached out to the campaign wanting access for books, some for nonfiction books, some for coffee table books. Well, in those books, whether those people get access or not, Katrina Pearson will be a main character. It's her job to work with us in the dishonest media. She is the Trump campaign's national spokesperson. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Brian. Great to see you.
Let me play the media, okay? Explain to me why people like me don't understand Donald Trump. What is it the media doesn't get?
Well, first, you know, this is just, you know, human beings. Not every interesting person is universally liked, number one. Number two, you have the media sort of upset and actually whining now because Donald Trump isn't playing by their rules, and these rules don't apply to Democrats. That's the problem people
What's
have
an
with
example?
The media.
What's an example?
Let me give you a couple of examples, Brian, because we didn't see coverage on CNN wall to wall recently when the administration came out and said they wanted to add biometrics to the vetting process for refugees, because guess what? That's going to be in a database. But we did hear for 2 weeks that Donald Trump wants a database for these Muslim refugees, and it was insanity. We don't hear back-to-back coverage on CNN about Hillary Clinton lying to the American public, knowing that we had a terrorist attack in Benghazi, and she blamed an American citizen who made a video. But yet we spent weeks on talking about a headcount when Muslims celebrated 9/11. So I think that goes to show the dishonesty in media.
I do think hundreds of hours have been spent covering Benghazi. You just said Muslims celebrated 9/11. Don't you mean a very small number, according to media reports, maybe a handful?
No, I mean radical Muslims celebrating 9/11 in America. And let me talk about just last night from that video that you were talking about in Iowa. Let's continue with the dishonesty, because MSNBC said that Donald Trump